The critical factor of a filing system. A simple and highly functional personal reference system is critical to this process. The lack of a good general reference system can be one of the greatest obstacles to implementing a personal management system, and for most, it represents one of the biggest opportunities for improvement. Many times I've driven to the local office supply store with a client and bought a filing cabinet, a big stock of file folders, and a labeler just so we could create an appropriate place in which to put two-thirds of the stuff lying around his or her desk and even on the office floors. We're concerned here mostly with general reference filing, as distinct from discrete filing systems devoted to contracts, financial information, or other categories of data that deserve their own place and indexing. General reference files should hold articles, brochures, pieces of paper, notes, printouts, faxes, basically anything that you want to keep for its interesting or useful data and that doesn't fit into your specialized filing systems and won't stand up by itself on a shelf. I strongly suggest that you maintain your own personal at-hand filing system. It should take you less than 1 minute to pick something up out of your in-basket or print it from email, decide it needs no action but has some potential future value, and finish storing it in a trusted system. If it takes you longer than a minute to complete that sequence of actions, you probably won't file the document. You'll stack it or stuff it instead. Besides being fast, the system needs to be fun and easy, current and complete. Otherwise, you'll unconsciously resist emptying your in-basket because you know there's likely to be something in there that ought to get filed and you won't even want to look at the papers. Filing has to be instantaneous and easy. If you have to get up every time you have some piece of paper you want to file, you'll tend to stack it instead of filing it, and you're also likely to just resist the whole in-basket process. Many people I have coached have redesigned their office space so they have 4 general reference file drawers literally in swivel distance instead of across their room. For general reference, I have 1 A to Z alphabetical filing system, not multiple systems. People have a tendency to want to use their files as a personal organization system, and therefore they attempt to organize them by projects or areas of focus. This magnifies geometrically the number of places something isn't when you forget where you filed it. 1 simple alpha system files everything by topic, project, person, or company, so it can be in only 3 or 4 places if you forget exactly where you put it. You can usually put at least 1 subset of topics on each label, like gardening-pots and gardening-ideas. These would be filed under G. Currently, I have 4 file drawers for my general reference files, and each is clearly marked on the outside, A through E, F through L, and so on, so I don't have to think about where something goes once it's labeled. Every once in a while, someone has such a huge amount of reference material on one topic or project that it should be put in its own discrete drawer or cabinet. But if it's less than half a file drawer's worth, I recommend including it in the single general alphabetical system.